Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football. We've got offensive lineman Caden Jackson joining us here on the program. Caden, what's happening, man? How practice is going?
Practices are good. You know, just we're out here working hard, you know, trying to better ourselves, getting ready for Iowa.
Getting ready for Iowa. After all this offseason and everything, I'm curious, though, how long does the offseason feel to you? So when you guys walked off the field for the Poinsettia Bowl and to now getting ready for Iowa, I know there's been a lot in between there. Does it feel like a long time to you, or does it go by pretty quickly?
Oh, no, it's forever. I count down the days till season. You know, it's just, you know, you go through winter, you get that time off in winter, you know, from school. And then you're back to spring ball, winter workouts, and then you go through summer, and then kind of when fall camp hits around, this is the time when everyone's, you know, getting anxious, getting pumped, getting ready to get out there and hit somebody.
So in a year's time, how many days off listen, I know you're a student athlete, you got school and everything, but how many days off of football and academics do you think you get in a calendar year?
Oh, that's a tough one. Not a lot. I think after the Poinsettia Bowl, I got maybe a month off from school and football.
But okay, you're off from football though. But are you working out personally on your own? Let's say if you go back home, or are you breaking period?
I kind of think, you know, you got to let your body rest. So like, I probably do a couple workouts here and there during the winter. I like to let my body, like, recoup, you know, get all those bumps, bruises, healing, all that stuff. But, you know, lifting, all that, that never stops.
Man. I mean, that's just, it's a full-time job, right? You've got two full-time jobs.
It is a full-time job. I'm taking six classes this coming fall, and I got football on top of that. And it is a full-time job.
Okay, but would you give it up for anything? I mean, it's a full-time job and it's a lot of work, but I mean, you got to be enjoying it to be able to do this, right?
Yeah, you got to really love the sport. You know, a lot of guys, you know, like, "Oh, I lost the love of the game to do this at the D1 level." You can't. You just got to grind it out. You got to really love this game in order to play it. You know, the games are what most of the players play for. The games, you know, for the fans. Mm-hmm. All the publicity, you know, doing interviews and stuff like that, that's all cool, but the games is what you really, really live for. And all that stuff, all that summer workouts, spring ball, fall camp, you know, that doing that little extra stuff on your own, that all leads up to the games. And that is really what you live for.
Caden Jackson joining us here in the Sports Zone. What was it like looking back at last year's roster and seeing and knowing how many guys are currently in the NFL?
That's awesome. That's more publicity for everybody else. I mean, that's just like, oh, hey, we have six guys going to the NFL. Like, you know, potentially, you know, they're all grinding out up there. But I mean, that's just, you have scouts coming to football, you know, like football practices and stuff like that. That's just money right there. That's just awesome.
What's it been like with the publicity that you guys are getting? You know, you mentioned scouts, and scouts aren't coming just to see Josh, because scouts have been coming to camps, fall camps and stuff, and practices, you know, for a long, long time. But with the added publicity with your quarterback that he's been getting, you know, has it been fun? I mean, what's that been like?
Oh, it's been way fun. You know, just like they went to, I know Dewey Wingard and Josh Allen went to the media day. Mm-hmm. And after the 2-10 season, no one wanted to talk to us. No one, oh, it's Wyoming, right? Who are they? But as they went this year, they were like, oh, interview after interview after interview. Everyone wanted to know what was going on with Cowboys and where we're going to go this season. Everyone's excited to see where we're going to go.
Yeah, you guys won 8 games last year. I mean, you know it. You won the division. You hosted the conference title game. And, you know, you played in a bowl game. But Coach Bull mentioned it at Media Day, unfinished business, because you guys lost your last 3 games in 4 out of 5. Did the way things ended last year, the ending, leave a bitter taste in your mouths to motivate you for this coming year?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Those last 3 games, that just sits a bad taste in my mouth, and that just motivates me, because, like, look what we got going this year, and, like, everyone's just, like, oh, you know, it was a fluke. Nah, we got bigger and better things coming. Don't sleep on the Cowboys.
When you're blocking for a guy that not only set the single season rushing record 2 years in a row, but now the career rushing record. How does that make you feel as one of those guys that's up front leading the way for a guy like Brian Hill?
That makes me kind of puts a lot of pressure on me and the other linemen, because we got a guy that can take us really, really far. And just, you know, that makes me block 10 times harder, because if we give him time, he's going to make something happen. And then that's, you know, him making something happen, that's how we win games, because we don't touch the ball.
Right.
You know, offensive line, you know, we don't get a lot of publicity, but for us to win games and all that, we got to protect Josh and let him do what he can do and naturally do is win games.
And like you said, you know, Brian gets the accolades for setting the yardage mark and everything, but you guys have to take, as a collective unit, quite a bit of pride in order for that to happen, right? I mean, do you guys get around and say, hey, do you realize what we just did? I mean, do you ever talk about that?
We just, you know, good thing happens, you know, we just kind of, like, move on. Like, we just like, hey, you know, hey, that's good stuff, let's do it again. That's just kind of like the mentality we kind of try to build. It's just like, yeah, we did something great, but hey, let's do something even better. And again, and again, and again, you know, getting to the line again, and then again, and again, and just doing things that, like, Brian setting, like, the season, like, rushing, and then Josh doing all the passing. Like, we just got to keep doing great things, and when a negative thing happens, we just got to bounce back and do great things again.
I'm just going to say this, Caden, because every offensive lineman that I've talked to at Wyoming has been one of my favorite interviews to talk with, and this one included. You guys don't get a lot of the interview opportunities, but do you like to take advantage of them when they come? I mean, it seems like you guys, you know, kind of relish this and whatnot. Do you enjoy doing that whenever you get the opportunity to?
I mean, I just enjoy it, you know, like I said, we don't get a lot of love. You know, it's all like, you know, Josh and Brian and like the running backs, receivers. It's all that. But like deep down, we know that like everyone is behind us. If we do something bad, then wide receivers can't get the ball. Josh gets hit. Brian gets hit. You know, just all those guys. If we don't do our job, they can't do theirs. And like that's why I take pride in these interviews. I say like, well, you know, we need to do our job in order for them to do great things and let them be great. So I just like, it's nice to do the interviews to let other people know that like, hey, you know, these old linemen, we're working hard. We're letting Josh and them do great things because we're, you know, pardon the language, we're busting our ass to do what we need to do in order for them to be great. I'm not trying to like take credit for them. They're like, you know, we would not be where we are without them. But we need, in order to do our job first so they can do theirs.
What is your expectation as an offensive unit this year? Because you do have some different guys running back there. Josh is the same, but different wide receivers as well. So you lose a lot of the skill guys, but you keep a lot of the same guys up front. What is the expectation for you guys and this offense coming up?
Same thing as last year, or even better.
Okay.
Just keep, you know, break Brian's record, you know, break Josh, let Josh break his own record, you know, just keep going. Hard ball, just get up to the line every single play, you know, same down, run up to the ball every single down. Just keep doing what we're doing and, you know, just hard-nosed football.
Okay, toughest guy on the Cowboy defense to block, who is that?
I'm going to have to go with Yohana Gafon.
Okay.
He's just, you know, we call him like a little rubber band because he just goes everywhere. You know, he's a tough dude. You never know what he's going to do. You never know where he's going to be. He's just all over the place.
Yeah, I was talking to Austin Conway. He said Yohana would be one of the top guys that he would have on a starting five for a basketball team as well.
Yeah, I've heard he can you know, play a little basketball.
See, I thought maybe Josiah Hall with the moves that he showed with the safety dance last year too. You know, he's got some moves that might be tough to block, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's on the end. You know,
right.
I hit him a couple times, but no, definitely, I would have to give it to Yo-Yo.
Okay.
You know, he's just all over the place.
So you're blocking there on the interior. Would you like the challenge of trying to block Carl Granderson day in and day out?
Oh yeah, I always kind of mess around with Carl at practice. Like, Carl, come down the 3-tech,
you know. Just get a little one-on-one action, just, you know, messing around. It's all fun and jokes, but no, we're definitely a team, and it's just fun hanging out with each other.
How fired are you, and I'll leave you with this, how fired up are you for the opportunity to play Iowa at their place in the opener to make some noise?
I'm way excited. I'm anxious to see where we are at, you know. Getting recruited, you know, everyone's like, oh, getting all these big offers and stuff, and I'm glad I got recruited to Wyoming because I could prove myself that, you know, hey, these guys getting recruited at bigger schools, they're nothing. They're missed out. So I'm glad to be a Wyoming Cowboy, and I'm ready to prove myself at Iowa.
Outstanding. Caden, great talking to you, man. Best of luck the rest of this fall, and we'll catch up with you as the season gets going. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.